Popular blender brand Vitamix has expanded its recall of certain containers and blade bases from the Ascent and Venturist series blenders following multiple injury reports in both Canada and the US. Health Canada has issued a notice urging consumers to take immediate action to prevent further incidents. The issue? The recall affects Vitamix Ascent and Venturist series 8-ounce and 20-ounce blending containers and blade bases. The concern is that the containers may separate from the blade base, exposing users' hands to the blades, which has already led to injuries. Reported incidents. Health Canada has confirmed that, as of June 14, 2024, there have been 3 reported injuries in Canada and 19 in the United States linked to these products. Affected products. The recall involves all Vitamix Ascent and Venturist series blending containers and blade bases, including those repaired during a previous recall in August 2018. Specifically, it includes clear containers with black blade bases used in the following models: Venturist V1200, Ascent A2300, Ascent A2500, Ascent A3300, Ascent A3500. These items were also sold separately in sets or bundles. Approximately 121,947 units were sold in Canada and 569,000 in the United States between April 2017 and May 2024. What to do? If you own one of these blenders, Health Canada advises you to stop using it immediately. Contact Vitamix Corporation to receive a free repair kit, which includes a protective shroud for the blade base and additional instructional labels. For assistance, you can reach Vitamix at phone 1-855-215-5178, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. Email service@vitamix.com. You can also visit the recall information site at blendingcupbowlrecall.expertinquiry.com or check Vitamix's website under Product Recalls to verify if your product is affected by entering the blade date code in MYY format. Stay safe and ensure your blender is compliant by following these steps. If you have any questions or need further assistance, don't hesitate to contact Vitamix directly.